Blacks in the 50s, were you aware of them at all? I mean, they were in the Greenwood area, and they weren't welcome in the downtown area. Did you ever see that?
That's a good question. Only time I ever saw blacks was when I was working at Southern Hills, and they would hire the cream de la cream out of Booker T. Washington, which was all black school, to be the waiters around the pool. So I got to know those guys. Most of them were going away to college, to all black schools, quite good students and so forth. So I got to know that group, and there were these black bars on North Greenwood. We had one called the Rose Room, and if you were a real swinger, you would go to the Rose Room on Saturday night, which was probably 75% black, and things were wild and woolly in the Rose Room. And the other thing we did is we had high school fraternities, and I was in one. We would have entertainment, and one of the entertainments was someone would go to North Tulsa. There were these pianists who would come and play semi-off-color songs in rinky-tink jazz things, sort of like Fats Waller-type stuff, and you could rent someone to play the piano at one of your parties. We would periodically hire a pianist to come and play, usually an older, heavy-set woman who could play these songs and tinkle the ivories, and the lyrics were always sort of semi-risque. That was one exposure. And then these bars in North Tulsa that the older guys and the bolder guys would go to was one exposure. Other than that, you never saw them downtown. You just did not see any black people. I remember one time when I was playing basketball for Coach Ellers, he said, well, we're going to scrimmage today. We're going to scrimmage the boys from Booker T. Washington. Here were these black guys that we'd never seen before, and we scrimmaged them. My recollection, interestingly enough, was that they weren't particularly competent. It probably was that we had a short scrimmage, and they were badly coached, I suspect. But anyway, I do remember one small scrimmage. We didn't think anything of it, but I played probably 50 ball games for Tulsa Central, and I never saw a single black person on any of the opposing teams, and because they were segregated everywhere. And, of course, that decision came down in 54, so the first real integration occurred in Tulsa the year after I went away to college. So I never did get to see it.
The decision to integrate school, right.
That was the Brown versus Board of Education. Of course, no one talked much about the race riot, except in low tones. But Tulsa had always had a pretty distinguished black community. Now, it was not as distinguished after the burnout, but it still was a distinguished community. And they had movie houses, and they had businesses, and there really was a black part of town, and twain did not meet. But there wasn't much tension because the lines had been drawn, and I suspect that race riot had left the black community intimidated to a certain extent. I can't remember one single incident where somebody was either arrested or charged with anything. There was no talk about any kind of lynchings or anything like that. Now, when I was down in Seminole, and I was down there for 3 years, that was a small town, about 10,000 people. They also had a black area. They had their own black school. And the only time I ever saw a black person in Seminole was one time the baseball team I was playing with played a black team.
But in downtown Tulsa, their money wasn't accepted when they'd come into these major department stores. They'd say no to them.
Well, I assume that's the case, but it was an assumption that you would never see a black person and that they wouldn't be served at lunch counters and so forth. Right. And, of course, in those days, lunch counters were a very big deal. They're not much now. In fact, people really don't know what you're talking about. But Woolworths and these places had big lunch counters, maybe 25 or 30 seats long.
You sit on stools
right up to the counter.
Sit on stools,
and the people waiting were always dressed up. There were more uniforms worn in those days. I mean, the car hops would wear fancy uniforms.